This is an RNIB talking book.
Catherine the Tragic Tudor by Julia Hamilton.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Catherine the Tragic Tudor, Infanta of Spain, 1501. For as long as Catherine could remember, there had been the narcotic scents of a galaxy of blossoms surrounding her, oleander, acacia, jasmine and tamarisk, and the heady odour of orange groves. Now all of these were gone, only the unfamiliar fragrance of the sea around her. She was nearly 16 years old and was leaving her precious homeland, Spain, to journey to England, where her Tudor bridegroom eagerly awaited her. Prince Arthur, named for the legendary king of Britain, was 14, slim and blonde, gifted and romantic. They had corresponded regularly for some time now, and the prince's letters had been tender yet ardent, stirring her passionate young heart. If it had not meant bidding her family goodbye, Catherine would have happily taken this step towards her royal destiny. Prince Arthur was no ogre. She had seen and liked his portrait, and not even the most prejudiced Spanish minister had ever uttered an ill phrase about her future husband. She knew much about the prince, and all she knew delighted her. He was the finest archer in England, all other boys who showed skill at the butts being called true Prince Arthurs.